listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Owosso Stadium, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins as the Redskins dominate tonight, winning 59-3 over the Owosso Rams. Coach Kirk Frederick is just now putting on the headsets and grabbing the microphones and such. And Kirk, first of all, congratulations. And we have to ask by just, or we have to start by just saying, what a night for Shamari Brooks. And I don't know that there's a question there. It's just, my goodness, the guy who does what he did tonight.
Yeah, we're really proud of him. Obviously, having an opportunity, you get that close to setting a record for a kid that's been so unselfish, you know, the offensive line, and very proud of him to be able to come in and set a record and obviously run the ball very tough. Helped us out on a night where we need to run the football.
Right, and obviously that's one of our questions is how is Grady?
I think he's going to be just fine. We were pretty precautionary there in the second half, and it was definitely questionable. You know, I think he's a tough kid. You know, possibly could have gone, but you know, it gave us opportunity to see what AK could do. And you know, obviously AK put in a tough position, but came in and did a nice job.
Well, Coach, a couple things here. One is talk about the passing game, and it looks like you guys opened up a lot tonight, and Grady threw the ball well. But thoughts on that? And then the other is, were you expecting to run the ball as well as you did?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that we thought we might be able to run the football at certain personnel that they had. You know, the structure they had obviously gave us an opportunity to do that. And then, of course, you know, we're developing the passing game. Grady's starting to see some things, and we were able to do that as well.
You know, when you talk about, you know, matchups and what's going to happen with a running game, kind of tell me about where you see Shamari's game improving. Certainly tonight he had a lot of holes to run through that helped, but he is changing and evolving as a running back too. How's he getting better?
Well, for us, you know, one of the things that he's done is, you know, his patience is very good. He's able to, you know, see where the hole is, be patient inside there. Doesn't look like there's a gap there, but he understands where the blocks are, where they're coming, and does a nice job of recognizing that front. Coach Graham has done a really good job with him.
Well, something that we can't overlook in a game that's so lopsided like this, 57-3, is the defense. What's surprising, or what do you think is so outstanding about the defense right now?
Proud of our guys up front. You know, that's where it starts. We've got six or seven guys that are rotating in there. Coach Brown, Coach Dupree are doing a really good job with the defensive front. Linebackers are playing well. And, you know, one thing that we talked about coming in on a very tough Owosso offense, a lot of different personnel situations, formations. Our kids got in the film room, they studied, they understood what their offense was. I think that was the biggest key, was how our kids understood what kind of offense they run, recognized the key, and were able to make educated guesses on what the plays were.
All right, so you block a punt. You know, Landon does a really nice job on the one punt return. This is a really complete football game, and I know as a head coach you always want to find things to talk about, but how complete a game do you think you played tonight?
Well, I feel like, you know, we're going to find mistakes, you know, some things that were frustrating, but again, I really felt like that within our staff, within our kids, they did a nice job preparing. You know, the game was we kind of let the game come to us. We didn't try to force anything, and made the plays when we needed to.
Well, you know what? That's going to make for some fun film to watch, Kirk, I think, you know?
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Anytime you can go against Owosso and play this kind of game, I'm very proud of our kids.
You can join Kirk and I on the Union Football Coaches Show. I think we'll say Shamari's name a few times on Monday, huh?
I hope so, yes.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
That is Head Coach Kirk Frederick as the Union Redskins win 59-3. And, you know, when your team plays that well, you do find things, Zach, because you know that. You've been on lopsided games before, and you come into the film room and you're all excited, and your head coach says, hey, you didn't do this, or this. It happens. But what do you pick out tonight?
Well, I think really what you do and what you hear in those kind of situations in the film room, you don't want your kids getting overconfident, right? You say, hey, well, we put a number up on the board. We held them out of the end zone. But, A, it's not the most difficult game you're going to play all year. You've already lost the game, and you've always got some things to learn. And so they'll pick out some really fine-tuned coaching points that they can help with.
All right, let's go back down to the field. Doc Blevins is standing by with our player of the game. It's a young man named Shamari Brooks. I think he ran for a yard or two tonight, Doc.
Yeah, Shamari, it's getting old just having to visit like this after every game. But what a night you had tonight. You tied a record. You broke a record. First of all, did you think they were going to be a little tougher than this?
Well, we try to prepare in practice. I mean, we prepare for a team. I mean, as if they're going to be like best team in the state, so I mean, just preparation and stuff.
Now, tell us, how's recruiting going for you? Because people have got to start taking notice right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going pretty good. I mean, I'm on TV. I mean, that's my team. I mean, I'm committed to them right now.
All right. Did you have the records in mind? Did you know what they were? Were you kind of going after those, or was this a surprise to you tonight?
I mean, I'd come to the sideline every now and then, coaches would remind me that I'm getting closer and closer, but it really just didn't pop into my head that I was going to break it.
Well, you had a lot of shake and bake tonight. I mean, everything you did was seemed to work, and congratulations on a heck of a night and being player of the game one more time, and get ready for next week.
Thank you, Doc.
All right.
He is a humble young man, isn't he? He doesn't...
I was so impressed his first interview this year. I was like, I like that kid a lot.
And, you know, you like to hear, too. You know he's going to get attention. And he said, hey, I'm, you know, the University of Tulsa is where I've committed. And obviously, as a TU fan myself and a broadcaster for that group, I'm excited. And I hope that's where he stays. But you always want what's best for him.
Sure.
And right now, you know he's going to start to get a lot of attention as he develops and becomes a different player. Certainly, one of the things you mentioned beginning of the game, you don't round into your complete self as a player until you started at a position for a certain amount of time. You learn the nuances, you get better, you get more comfortable, and that clearly is happening to him.
Yeah, he's really coming around to it, and I think he's just continuing to get stronger, which is outstanding. I always go back, and I said he reminds me of Jeremy Smith. Jeremy Smith, I knew his senior year was going to be outstanding because his junior year he was outstanding, and I really feel like a partway through that season, he kind of got a little bit reserved in the way he was running. I don't see that at all. I just think at this point, Shamari just continues to impress every single week.
He sure does. We're going to take one final break, and we'll come back. We'll take a look at the final stats, and then we'll get this thing in the books. 59-3 Union over the Owosso Rams. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
One last time here at Owosso Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Richard Johns. It is 59-3. The final score is the Union Redskins win. Take a look at the final stats provided by Mr. Johns. 71 passing yards, 423 rushing yards for a total of 494 yards for Union. You could say the passing yards, Zach, might be a concern, but you don't need to throw it when you can run it like this.
Well, I think that, au contraire, I think most exciting about this evening was that they did throw quite well for what they had shown the first early part of the season.
So we look at two turnovers, five penalties, 50 yards, not so bad. 7 of 10 on third down. Overall, Davenport, 9 of 14 for 71 yards. He had one interception. Didn't need to throw it a lot because Shamari Brooks carried it 24 times for 240 yards and 7 touchdowns. And when you look at defense, obviously a terrific night. 175 passing yards for Owosso. They did hit some big throws. 31 rushing yards, 206 total yards. 4 of 13 on third down. Hudson, 16 of 29 for 175 yards. He was intercepted twice. Cabrera, 14 carries for 10 yards. Overton, 7 for 17. And the one thing about this football team that continues to impress me is how they play defense. Certainly tonight they were impressive offensively. But, you know, I tend to be that guy who goes in the old coach's lingo that if you may score, you may win, but if they never score, you'll never lose.
Yeah, for
sure.
Defense
wins championships, and this group looks like they're getting better.
I think you're absolutely correct on that. And thinking back and trying to find out where the holes were in that Jinx game, it was, I think, on defense. And if they could get any stronger, it was just holding some things in different places in the run game, stopping the pass game, and I think every single week you have to continue to build on the defense and make sure that the offense has continued to hit.
Let's take a look at some of the other scores from around the state. I'll let Zach look in on that Bixby game here in a second. First of all, we had one final last night. It was Westmore. They beat Edmond Memorial 59-42. Tonight, Moore's beating Putnam City North 44-17. Norman North blitzed Mustang. It really surprised all of us. We thought Mustang was going to be a really good football team, and maybe they are. They got beat 54-9 tonight. Jinx is leading Broken Arrow 49-17. Sand Springs leading UConn 30-14. Edmond Santa Fe, a winner over Norman 52-14. Southmore over Edmond North by a score of 58-28. And what do you have on that Muskogee game, Zach?
Muskogee Bixby ends up being 45-42. So it looked like they were going to go down and take the lead and end up losing it. So the interception by Muskogee must have been on the two-point conversion.
And that's all there is to it. So that's going to do it here tonight. Chris Lincoln will be back with you next week in this chair as Union will do it again. This time, obviously, just trying to build on what you've already done. It's really a machine at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It looked good tonight. What great weather we had for the football game. And we'll have to find out what happened to Davenport before next week's game. But I look forward to hearing about the coach's show and seeing what we got going for next week.
That's
going
to do it from Owosso. 59-3 Redskins over the Owosso Rams. Hope you have a terrific Friday night and a great weekend. Good night from Owosso.